Okay, so this is Sébastien Ferry presenting C-Willis. In the previous screencast, I've introduced you with C-Willis on a dataset about films. Now I'm going to show you how to create this dataset from an RDF file. So you can start C-Willis by launching the executables and passing as an argument the name of a file that will record the information of the dataset. So you can see again the interface of C-Willis, and you already have 77 objects, which are the properties, classes, and some primitives of RDF and RDFS, mostly. So now, suppose we have extracted an RDF file from DBpedia, we can import it through this command. We are looking for the film base. Oops, it's not there. Okay, so film base RDF. Okay, so we import this RDF file. And now we can see 37 countries, 120 films, 396 persons, on the properties, classes, and literals, on the number of literals. Okay. If we browse through the set of all properties, we can see that we have birth dates, country, director, music composer, release date, steering, the RDF type, the domain of some properties, the label of URIs, the range, anything. On here you can see not very nicely presented property. It's presented with the bare URI. It's because it has no label defined. So we can define one here with the command define label. And we can say, for instance, web page, because it's supposed to describe the web page of some entities. And it's an English label. Okay, and now you can see web page. Now, if we want to come back in the same state as in the previous screencast, we just double-click a film, and then now we have selected all films, 120, and we can see the various properties attached to those films. We could also have done the same for people, so I select a person, and now I've selected all people. I can see here their names, and I can see that for people there are different properties applying. Birth date, for instance, birthplace, and we can see that some people are the director of some films, the music composer of some films, are starring in some films, they have some labels, and they also can have some web pages. So for instance, I can see the web pages of various people. I select one particular person. So for instance, Anthony Hopkins, and then I can see as a web page only the web page of Anthony Hopkins, which I can open in my favorite browser, discovering detailed information about the actor. See his birth 1937. I can see that he has been starring in a number of movies, which are Amistad and Hannibal. Okay, I can go back in the history of queries, going back to the selection of people. And back again to the selection of everything.